do not fear tomorrow. Because he lives, I know he'll take care of me. Because he lives, I am here today. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Porque él vive, aquí estamos este día. Porque él vive. Porque él vive. Sabemos que vamos a seguir adelante. Pero creemos que no es posible. Que no. The day that you think you can't take it anymore, and you can't stand what's going on, and you don't know what to do, do you believe God will carry you through?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
And you know why? Because he lives.
Amen.
And you know where he lives? Right here. In your heart. That's where he lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to number 75. In the songs of Zion, wave the flags of Zion.
Safe.
so cute when she came to me and said, I want to sing En La Viña. She doesn't have a clue, but boy, is it a great song. I just love the energy of the children. You know, there's a lot to be said for that enthusiasm, for that energy, for that. They don't have a lot of stuff on their mind like we all do. Oh, to be a child again. To let somebody else make the decisions, to let somebody else pay the bills. But you know what? One of the greatest things about becoming an adult is learning about Jesus Christ. Recognizing not only that I had sin, but that he took it away. Amen. And so because he lives, I have a great hope of tomorrow. And I have confidence in our Lord and Savior. That he isn't just some thing, some spirit. He's real. He's alive. He walks these aisles and he's in our hearts. We serve a living, risen Savior. Praise God. So great to see you all here today. I trust you've had a good week. I know we've had a lot of sadness this week with Richard's passing. Please pray for Sister Evelyn and Sister Mary. I know you have been. Continue to pray for them. I understand Sister Mary's holding up pretty well. That's by the grace of God and our prayers. Let's continue to pray for them, that God will bless their family. All right? Brother Ken and Sister Benny aren't feeling well today. They ask that we remember them in prayer. And Sister Erica Lindsay also isn't feeling well. She asked me to ask you to remember her in prayer too. Who's setting the table today? Yes, so Julie, you have a song?
Number 179.
We have new songs assigned? Oh, songs assigned. We'll figure it out. It ends at 106. After that, we're in the other book. Okay. 179 while our sister sets the table.
Thank you.
deaconesses have presented us with a new set of dishes and glasses and cantrips. In case you didn't know, we don't use these things for anything else. They use for this, if they're not used for this, they destroy it. So before we use these, we're going to bless them. We ask God's blessing upon them so they'll be set aside, set apart, whole for God's purpose. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thankful to be found in your house. Father, we come to join the privilege to serve. Father, before me sits utensils, Father, that will be used in that service for the holy ordinance of communion. And I pray, Father, at this time, that you would bless them and sanctify them, consecrate them, Father, make them holy, only used, Father, for the blessing of the passing of the Lord's Supper. Father, it would be a wise purpose to follow your precepts and your commandments. So, Father, we set these aside for that purpose and pray that each time that they are used, there will be a blessing, Father. Not because of these utensils, not because of this man-made material, but because you, Father, have sanctified them. You, Father, have set them apart, and that they will carry, oh, Father, they will carry the body and blood of our Lord. Oh, I pray, Father, let them never be used for anything else. Let them be handled with great care. Let them be respected as our sisters would even watch them and take care of them, that they might feel a blessing on high. And then all things, Father, we would give you honor and praise. Today, Father, we set these apart for no other reason, and we look to you for your many blessings. For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Let's all stand. We'll open our service in prayer. Brother Juan, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Dear Lord, I am nothing without you. I am nothing without you. But with you, Lord, my heart, my head, and soul, and your child. And I come to you this day, Lord, and I ask for it. My brother Joe, Lord, as he brings us this message, Lord, this word of yours, Lord, be with us today, Lord, in this place. We have already felt your spirit, Lord, in our city. Already felt your spirit, Lord, as we walk into this building. Be with us today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you do, Lord. We have individuals, Lord, today that some are hurting physically, could not be here. Some are feeling ill, Lord. We have others, Lord, that have lost a loved one. I ask, Lord, that you go out to them, Lord, if you comfort them in their time of need, Lord, comfort them in their pain, Lord, for those that have physical pain, Lord, take it away even for just a day, Lord. For those that lost their loved ones, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to remind them where the loved one is now. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord. Be with us today, Lord. And Lord, I am so thankful, Lord, that you love me. And you love our brothers and sisters. And even the person that we think is a stranger in the street, you love them too. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Be with us today, Lord. I ask you all this in the name of your son.
Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Buenos dias.
I who am nothing, my father's a king.
Yo que soy nadie, mi padre es un rey.
How true those words are. How powerful those words are.
Qué bueno y qué realidad son esas palabras y el poder que tienen esas palabras.
When we understand that, it makes such a difference in our lives.
Cuando tenemos entendimiento de eso, hace una diferencia en nuestra vida.
Today, let me mention, I am working with Brother Larry Watson on the church history.
Debemos decirle que estoy trabajando con el hermano Larry Watson en la historia de nuestra iglesia.
And I've had some brothers and sisters ask me, would you share some more experiences that you know?
Y teníamos hermanos y hermanas que me dijeron, ¿puedes contarles unas experiencias de que usted sabe?
So if you don't mind, in my future sermons, I'm going to read one or a few experiences that I've read about from across the Church of Jesus Christ.
Si me permiten en los cuantos veces que vengo a predicar, leer unas experiencias que me han venido desde que conozco yo de muchas partes de nuestra iglesia.
Because when I, you know, like for example, when I read these this week, bam, it touched my heart.
Cuando leí esta semana, me tocó el corazón.
And my guess will, these experiences will touch your heart. So I'm going to do this before I preach.
Y ojalá que también le toquen los corazones a ustedes o leer estos antes que comenzó a predicar.
Sound good?
Amen.
Bien, con ustedes.
Amen. And I'll tell you, in the coming days as I do this, whenever I get a chance to do this, this is going to be for, if you know about our history books, we've had two volumes already. The next volume, which we're working on, is 1960 to 2000.
Tenemos dos libros, si no saben, tenemos dos libros de la historia de nuestra iglesia. Vamos a tener el tercer libro, y ese tercer libro comienza del 1960 adelante.
So these are fairly recent. They happened during my lifetime. Okay.
So estas experiencias que los doy leer pasaron entre el tiempo que yo estaba vivo.
This one comes from, and again, I think God inspired us, as you'll see why, for two reasons here, for me to read these particular ones. This one comes from Niles, Ohio.
Este viene de la ciudad de Niles, Ohio. Esta experiencia.
And a brother, or soon to be brother, named Johnny, Brother Johnny Love.
Un hermano que lo habían bautizado se llama Johnny Love.
And two sisters asked for their baptism this day in Niles, Ohio.
Y dos hermanas también pidieron su bautismo este día.
But it was freezing cold.
Pero estaba muy frío, muy frío ese día.
It was so cold that when the first candidate was Johnny Love, when Johnny went into the water with the two ministers.
Cuando entró el primero que es Johnny para bautizarse y entraron los dos ministros con él en la agua.
One of the ministers being Mitchell Edwards.
Uno de los ministros es Mitchell Edwards.
They said when they went in the water, the candidate and the ministers couldn't breathe.
Dijeron
they lost their breath. The water was that frigid.
Dijeron que cuando entraron la agua, los ministros y el hermano que se iba a bautizar no podía respirar porque estaba tan frío la agua.
And the candidate, it was so cold, it says here, his eyes rolled back in his head.
Y el que se iba a bautizar cuando entró la agua, que sus ojos se fueron para atrás en su cabeza.
And the other minister, Jerry Giovannone, he said he thought he was about to pass out.
Y el ministro que estaba con él adentro la agua, el hermano Jerry, es como que se veía desmayar.
He says, Brother Jerry said, then he raised, right before his final breath, before he thought he'd pass out, he raised his right hand.
Y el hermano, el ministro, que antes que con su mismo de expirar, levantó su mano.
And he cried out, Almighty God, warm this water.
Y gritó, Dios mío, dale más calor a esta agua.
It says, the water then immediately became warm. And they did all three baptisms.
Y en ese instante el agua se puso más caliente y siguieron con los tres bautismos.
And Brother Jerry, this Brother Jerry Giovannone and Brother Mitchell Edwards said the water was like bath water.
Y dice los dos ministros que estaban con los que se estaban bautizando dijeron que cuando salieron que se sintió el agua como era el agua muy tibia cuando se está dando uno un baño.
Is that incredible?
Increíble, ¿que no?
When I saw Sister Margaret walked in today, I knew I had to read this one.
Cuando miré que entró la hermana Margaret hoy este día, yo sabía que tenía que leer este siguiente.
This involves her sister and brother-in-law, the Palacios.
Esto es parte de su familia, Rose Palacios y el que está casado con él.
Rosa.
Con ella, Rosa.
Rosa.
Rosa Palacios.
August 1st, 1960. Rosa and Frank Palacios lived in Fort Worth. They boarded a train to move to Ohio.
El agosto de 1960, Rosa y Frank se subieron en un tren para moverse para Ohio.
They had their three small children with them and a baby.
Tenían sus tres niños que estaban con ellos y un bebé.
And for those who know him, the baby is Flip Palacios.
Y para los que ustedes que conocen la familia, el niño, el bebé, es el hijo Flip Palacios, el hijo de él.
But they were poor and had no money.
Pero estaban muy pobres, no tenían mucho dinero.
And this is a long trip.
Y este es un viaje muy largo.
It took several days to get to Ohio.
De llegar aquí para Ohio son varios días.
And it says, hours from their final destination of Lorraine.
Para llegar al finir parte de su viaje, para llegar a la ciudad de Lorraine.
They had run out of food and were worried about the children.
Ya se les terminó de tener la comida que ellos tenían, ya no tenían nada más y estaban mortificados por los niños.
And Sister Rosa says, we didn't know what we were going to do to feed the kids or if we would have milk for our baby.
No sabíamos qué íbamos a hacer para darle comer a los niños o para tener leche para el bebé.
But then a porter appeared.
Y entonces en ese punto se puso delante de Dios un hombre que está ahí, que más o menos es uno que está en cargo de los trenes y ayuda a los que van a los pasajeros.
So this man who worked on the train suddenly appeared and he said to them, don't worry, I will take care of you all.
Y este hombre les dijo, no te mortifiques, los voy a cuidar a todos ustedes.
He then brought them food and milk.
Les trajo comida y leche.
And Brother Frank was so grateful, but he had no money to pay him.
El hermano Frank está muy agradecido por lo que hizo el Señor para ellos, pero no tenía con qué pagarle.
When the train arrived in Lorraine, Brother Frank wanted to say goodbye to him and thank him one final time.
Cuando llegó el tren allá en la ciudad donde se iban a bajar, el hermano Frank estaba buscando este señor para darle gracias personalmente.
But he couldn't find him anywhere.
Pero no lo podía hallar en ningún parte.
And so then he went to the conductor of the train.
Y después fue y platicó con el señor que está en cargo del tren.
And he said, can you tell me who the porter is? I need to thank him.
Y le dijo, ¿me puedes avisar dónde está este hombre que me ayudó, que está en cargo de los pasajeros?
And the conductor said, son, we don't have a porter on this train and never have.
Y le dijo, disculpe, señor, pero no tenemos una persona así en este tren y nunca la hemos tenido.
I who am nothing, my father's a king.
Yo que soy no soy nada, mi padre es un rey.
He loves us.
Él nos ama.
And he will send angels to help us.
Él va a mandar ángeles para que nos ayude.
He can warm frigid water like that.
Él puede calentar el agua bien rápido así.
Our God is great.
Nuestro Dios es grande.
So let me get to my sermon. Was that okay? We shared those testimonies, those experiences?
¿Le encantaron esas historias?
I'll be happy to continue to do that. This is hot off the presses. In fact, maybe we'll get you excited to buy volume 3 here, okay? Build some excitement for volume 3. Today, I'm going to tell you what I want to do this year.
Les quiero decir lo que quiero hacer yo este año.
I want to get fat.
Yo me quiero engordar.
You want to join me?
¿Me quieres acompañar? No es el típico que decimos que queremos hacer ese el primer año, que no.
I want to get so fat.
Yo me quiero engordar.
I am not talking about my weight.
No está platicando del peso.
I am talking about being spiritually fat.
Estoy platicando de estar engordando con el Espíritu de Dios.
Now do you want to join me?
Ahora me quieres acompañar.
Let me read some scripture to you.
Vamos a ir una escritoria para ustedes.
I'm going to start in Isaiah. The 55th chapter.
Vamos a estar en la Biblia en el libro de Isaías, capítulo 52.
55:2. I'm going to read a single verse.
52, versículo
2. In case you want to follow, I'll give another second here. Isaiah 55:2.
52:2.
55:2.
55:2.
55:2.
I'm in the wrong one. Disculpe, va a ser
I'm glad I repeated it.
Isaías 52:2.
It says, "Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness."
¿Por qué gastaste el dinero en lo que no es pan, y vuestro trabajo en lo que no sea? Oídeme, aténtame, y come del bien, y se deleitará vuestra alma con gorsusa.
Switching books. Let me read another verse, and I'll talk about these two. And you'll see, very, very, very similar. 2 Nephi 9:51.
Ahora vamos al libro de Mormón. 2 Nephi 9:51.
2 Nephi 9:51. It says, "Wherefore, do not spend money for that which has no worth, nor your labor for that which cannot satisfy. Hearken diligently unto me, and remember the words which I have spoken, and come unto the Holy One of Israel, and feast upon that which perisheth not, neither can be corrupted, and let your soul delight in fatness."
Por lo tanto, no gastéis dinero en lo que no tiene valor, ni vuestro trabajo en lo que no puede satisfacer. Escúchame atentamente y recordar las palabras que he hablado. Venir al Santo de Israel y complacelos en lo que ni parece ni se corrompe y desletece vuestra alma en la plenitud.
What God is saying in both of these verses is that there are natural things in life that we often spend our time and money on.
Lo que nos está diciendo Dios en estas dos escrituras es hay cosas naturalmente donde nosotros gastamos nuestro dinero y nuestro tiempo.
But he has something so much greater for us.
Pero él tiene algo más grande para nosotros.
He has food. Spiritual food.
Él tiene comida espiritualmente.
Which will never perish.
Que nunca se va a echar de perder.
Which will never be corrupted.
Que nunca se va a hacer mal.
Which is valuable beyond anything of this world.
Que es lo más valor de todo este mundo.
And he's saying, eat that.
Y dice, cómelo.
Feast on that.
Cómete de eso.
And brothers and sisters and friends, where are you going to find this food?
Y hermano y hermanas, ¿dónde van a escoger este tipo de comida?
I'm glad you asked.
Qué bueno que me preguntan.
You've come to the right place.
Has venido donde debes venir.
Every time we meet in this building,
cada vez que nosotros nos juntamos aquí en este edificio,
there is a spiritual feast laid out before you.
Hay un fiesta, una comida espiritualmente.
And it's all you can eat.
Y es para todo lo que tú puedes comer.
Yeah. And you don't have to pay for it.
Y no tienes que pagar.
You simply have to desire it.
Nomás lo tienes que tener el deseo.
And believe it.
Y creerlo.
When you come to Sunday school and you read God's words, you are feeding your soul.
Cuando tú vienes al estudio que tenemos aquí el domingo por la mañana y lees las palabras de Dios, le estás dando comer a tu alma.
When we sing praises to God and hymns, we are feeding our soul.
Cuando las cantas los cantos a Dios en los himnos que estamos cantando, le estás dando comer a tu alma.
When you hear preaching and listen to it, you are feeding your soul.
cuando escuchas uno que está predicando y pones atención lo que dice, le estás dando comida a tu alma.
When you hear our testimonies, when you read experiences of old or of today, you are feeding your soul.
Cuando escuchas los testimonios o escuchas las historias de las experiencias de otros, le estás dando comer a tu alma.
This year, feed your soul and not worry so much about the flesh and your natural life.
Mejor este año dale a comer a tu alma y no te molestes de pensar de las cosas de naturalmente de tu cuerpo, de tu carne.
Keep coming to church and get spiritually fat.
Sigue viniendo a la iglesia y ponte gordo espiritualmente.
And we know when you leave this wonderful building with your brothers and sisters who are trying to share what they know with you.
Y cuando sales de aquí de este edificio con tus hermanos y hermanas que están compartiendo con dándole a usted las cosas que ellos saben.
You don't have to stop eating.
No tienes que terminar de comer.
Snack in the car.
Cómete algo en el carro.
Snack at home.
Cómete algo en la casa.
Eat at work.
Come en el trabajo.
What I mean is not naturally.
Y no estoy platicando naturalmente.
Be singing praises in the car.
Cántale cantos a Dios.
Listen to God's music in the car.
Escucha la música de Dios en el carro.
Talk to someone who's next to you. Talk about Jesus Christ. Talk about our church. Talk about the miracles of God.
Cuando estás en el trabajo, platícale a tu compañero de las cosas que nosotros hacemos de nuestra iglesia y las cosas de Dios.
When you are praising God, you are eating this spiritual substance that is feeding your soul in such a marvelous way.
Cuando estás platicando con alguien más de las buenas cosas de Dios, también le estás dando espiritualmente, tú mismo estás comiendo las buenas cosas de Dios.
When you pray, whether in the closet, in the car, in your living room, you are getting fatter spiritually.
Cuando tú te pones en oración, no le haces si es en el carro, si es en un cuarto, si es en tu casa o lo que sea en el trabajo, te estás espiritualmente te estás llenando con el Espíritu de Dios.
In Alma, in Alma, the fifth chapter, the ninth verse, Alma 5:9.
Ahora vamos para el libro de Alma, en el libro de Mormón, Alma. Capítulo 5, versículo 9.
And this chapter is about examining yourself and repenting of your sins and changing how you're living your life.
Y esta parte de la escritura de este capítulo está platicando de un cambio que haces en tu vida, de cambiando las cosas como lo que estabas haciendo.
I don't know where you are today. You know yourself where you are.
No sé dónde está usted espiritualmente hoy este día, pero tú sabes, tú lo conoces dónde estás.
But if you feel you're in bondage and you're trapped in your life.
Pero si tú te sientes que eres como un prisionero en tu vida.
And you want your life to change.
Y tú quieres que tu vida cambie.
You want to break those bonds.
Tú quieres quebrar esos como estás amarrado.
Let me tell you with 100% assurance. God can do this for you.
Si tú quieres quebrar esas cadenas que te están deteniendo, Dios te puede ayudar.
Whatever is holding you back from serving God, God can help you break those bands, those bonds, those chains. He can change everything in your world.
Cualquier cosa que te está deteniendo de ser un siervo de Dios, no le haces si es una cadena o estás amarrado con alguien más, Dios te lo puede cambiar para que seas un siervo para Él.
It says in Alma 5:9, and again I ask, were the bands of death broken? And the chains of hell which encircled them about, were they loosed? And I say unto you, yea, yes, they were loosed, and their souls did expand. Their souls got bigger, fatter, larger. And they did sing redeeming love. And I say unto you, they are saved.
Con el 9 dice, y los pregunto también, ¿fueron quebrantadas las ligaduras de la muerte y desechadas las cadenas de infierno que tenían atados? Os digo que sí, quedaron sueltas y sus almas se ensancharon y cantaron de amor que redime y os digo que son salvos.
If you don't like where you are today,
si no te gusta donde estás hoy,
I'm asking you, I'm begging you.
Les pregunto, les pido.
Today, pray to our God.
Hoy este día, da la oración a nuestro Dios.
Pray to our God, who loved you so much, he died on the cross.
Ponte una oración para nuestro Dios, que él murió en la cruz.
For you.
Para ti.
For me.
Para mí.
Hoping that someday we would pray to him.
Ojalá que un día con esperanza que íbamos a dar oración de parte de él.
Hoping pidiendo, that we would believe in him.
Teniendo la esperanza que íbamos a creer en él.
That we would repent of our mistakes because he knew we were going to make mistakes.
Que nosotros íbamos a arrepentir de nuestros errores porque él sabía que íbamos a hacer unos errores.
And say, God, break the chains that are holding me down.
Decir, Dios, quiebra estas cadenas que me están deteniendo.
Loose these chains.
Suelta, que me sueltan estas cadenas.
Expand my soul.
Que se me hincha mi alma.
Isn't that a beautiful concept? Your soul getting bigger?
¿No entiendes ese concepto que estamos platicando, que tu alma pues se puede hinchar y se puede hacer más grande?
You know what makes your soul bigger? This little two words you saw in this verse. Redeeming love.
Redime de amor.
When I love people, my soul gets bigger.
Cuando tengo amor para alguien, mi alma se hace más grande.
When I'm mean or cruel or judgmental, my soul is shrinking.
Cuando yo soy mal y estoy acreditando algo, mi alma se hace más pequeño.
When I mean, you may have actually felt this. I know I feel I have sometimes. I'll read the Word of God and I feel like my chest is expanding.
Yo sé
like the soul, my soul wants to break out from the powerful Word of our God.
Yo sé que yo mismo he sentido esto, que cuando leo la palabra de Dios es tan increíble que me hace que se me hincha el pecho por leyendo la palabra de Dios, que es muy poderoso.
And if you think that's crazy, the Word of God supports what I just told you.
Y si tú crees que todo loco lo que estaba diciendo, que esto es algo loco, nos dice aquí la palabra que así es.
Let me jump to one more verse. Alma 32:28.
Ahora vamos al mismo libro, Alma 32:28.
Alma 32:28. And it says, now we will compare the word unto a seed.
Nos dice aquí que vamos a compararemos pues la palabra a una semilla.
Now if you give it place that a seed may be planted in your heart. So the word of God being planted in your heart. Behold, if it be a true seed or a good seed, if you do not cast it out by your unbelief, that ye will resist the Spirit of the Lord, behold, it will begin to swell within your breasts. And when you feel these swelling motions, ye will begin to say within yourself, it must needs be that this is a good seed, or that the word is good, for it beginneth to enlarge my soul, yea, to enlighten my understanding, yea, it beginneth to be delicious to me.
El 29, seguimos aquí, si darás lugar en vuestros corazones para plantar una semilla, y si es una semilla verdadera y buena, y no la echéis fuera pues vuestra incredulidad, resistiendo al Espíritu del Señor, he aquí que empezará a germar en vuestro pecho y a percibir este crecimiento. Esperaseis de decir dentro de nosotros, esta semilla forzosamente es buena, o la palabra es buena, porque empieza a ensanchar mi alma y a iluminar mi inteligencia, si empieza a ser deliciosa para mí.
You know, you give me a good enchilada. That's delicious to me.
Me das una buena enchilada, eso es delicioso para mí.
That's it. That's in there somewhere, I think. Okay. Good bowl of pasta. That's delicious to me.
Me das una sopera de pasta, eso es delicioso para mí.
But nothing to me is more delicious than the Word of God.
Pero nada para mí es más delicioso de que la palabra de Dios.
Feast on His Word.
Come de su palabra.
Feast on His Gospel.
Sigue comiendo en su evangelio.
Come and eat at this church every time it meets.
Venga y come de esta iglesia cada vez que estás aquí.
And let's all get spiritually fat. God bless you.
Todos nos engordamos espiritualmente.
Good afternoon.
Buenas tardes.
I really enjoyed the words of our brother Joe.
Me encantaron las palabras de mi hermano Joe.
And I just want to take a few moments and share a scripture that is in the previous book to where Brother Joe was. So Brother Joe spoke from the book of Alma. I'd like to speak to you from the book of Mosiah.
El hermano Joe, me encantó las palabras de él. Él platicó de un libro en este libro de Mormón. Quiero hablar de otro libro que es adelante antes de este libro, que es este libro de Mosiah.
And I'm in the 14th chapter, the 6th verse.
Estoy en este capítulo 14, versículo 6.
And Brother Joe talked about how we can be in bondage.
Y habló el hermano Joe como nosotros podemos ser prisioneros.
And how the Lord can set us free from that.
Y como Dios nos puede ser libre.
And next to the opening verse Brother Joe spoke from about spiritual fatness.
Y el hermano Joe habló como siendo gordo espiritualmente.
I wrote two words, extra blessings.
Yo puse dos palabras, bendiciones, más bendiciones.
In fact, our brother opened up with these wonderful experiences.
Y en su hermano habló con comenzó con estas experiencias que él leyó.
Those, evidences, those instances where God intervened in the lives of His people.
Y estas historias que nos platicó el hermano Joe, donde Dios le ayudó a estas personas.
Those are the extra blessings that are available to us if we put our faith in the Lord.
Esos son las bendiciones que nosotros recibimos más de Dios si nosotros ponemos nuestra fe en él.
Now in this verse it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray." We have turned everyone to his own way. I'm just going to read the first half.
Este aquí en este versículo 6 nos dice, todos nosotros hemos descarrido como ovejas. Nos hemos apartado.
Now, I have a question for you.
Una pregunta para ustedes.
How many of you have one of these little square things in your pocket or your purse that it dings and whistles and buzzes and vibrates and beeps all day long to get your attention?
¿Cuántos de ustedes tienen este cuadrito que tienen en su bolsa o en su mano que hace mucho ruido y está soñando y suena y te da una alarma?
Now, the thing about sheep is that they tend to follow whatever's in front of them.
La cosa de unas ovejas es que ellos siguen lo que está frente de ellos.
And the scriptures give us warnings at times that there is an opposition that is crafting a plan against us.
La escritura nos dice que hay algo que está contra de nosotros del plan de Dios.
And the enemy wants to distract us. He wants to have us chasing after the wrong things.
Y el enemigo quiere quitar el punto de vista entre Dios y nos quiere poner en otras cosas.
And if we're not careful, we can very easily get sucked up into the noise of the world.
Y si no tenemos cuidado, es muy fácil para nosotros que nos quita la atención y nos ponemos en las cosas del mundo.
Some of you raise your hand and said, "Yeah, I've got one of those phones."
Uno de ustedes levantaron la mano y dijeron, "Sí, tengo un celular."
And some of you weren't willing to admit that and you didn't raise your hand.
Y unos de ustedes no quisieron decir que sí lo tienen.
And maybe some of you are wise enough to turn that off or not have one or leave it on the table at times.
Ojalá que hay unos de ustedes que puede ser que no es tan importante el celular, pero ustedes lo pongan por un lado, no lo pongan mucho atención.
But the point of this verse, it's a reminder to us that we're like sheep.
Y este versículo está dando la recuerdo que somos como una oveja.
More than once in scripture, the Lord refers to us like sheep.
Más que una vez, muchas veces en la palabra de Dios, Él nos dice que nosotros somos como una oveja.
And again, sheep are easily led astray.
Y las ovejas en realidad se los pueden mover por un lado o el otro bien fácil.
All it takes is something that is flashy or tastes good or whatever it might be, and we're pursuing it.
Para nosotros es algo que es algo que nos quita la atención, se mira muy brillante, algo que se mira muy bueno para nosotros, nos quita la atención y ahí vamos.
And that's the kind of thing that would lead us away from the will of God and into that bondage that our brother spoke of.
Y esa es la cosa que nos va a pasar, que nos va a quitar nuestra atención y nos va a poner en, como un prisionero en las cosas si nos quitamos a las cosas de Dios.
And we have a choice today whether we want to be in bondage or free with extra blessings.
So otra vez tenemos que tomar una decisión en esto, si queremos ser un prisionero o ser libre.
And so my encouragement to you is to quiet down the noise.
Y los aviso hoy que le pongan que se ponga más calladito a todo este ruido que está pasando.
Our brother Joe exhorted us to take opportunities wherever you might be and snack on the word of God, on the blessings of God, on prayer.
El hermano Joe nos avisó que tenemos que tomar cada oportunidad que tenemos en las cosas de Dios. Si estamos escuchando una música o en oración o algo más que son de las cosas de Dios, que nos ponemos en todo eso, todo el tiempo.
If you do not, we'll end up like those sheep, chasing after things that, what did the scripture say, that are of no worth.
Y si no lo hacemos, vamos a hacer como las ovejas, que nos va a quitar la atención de algo y vamos a ir para un lado de algo que no tiene valor.
And before long we're laboring for that which cannot satisfy.
Y lo que pasa es que lo comenzamos a trabajar por algo que no es suficiente para nosotros.
Find some quiet time.
Busca ese tiempo bien calladito.
Time every day where you turn off the noise of the world and you simplify your life and you boil it down to you and the Lord. What matters?
Ponte a poner un poco de tiempo cada día de que no estás en las cosas de este mundo, no estás en las cosas que no son buenas, pero te pongas en las cosas de Dios por un tiempo.
And set the good things of God before your eyes.
Y pon esas buenas cosas de Dios adelante de tus ojos.
Pursue those things and the Lord will bless you with that deliverance and those extra blessings.
Y Dios te va a bendecir para haciendo todo eso, te va a dar más bendiciones.
And, you know, it's hard not to read these surrounding verses. And by the way, this is coincidentally also from Isaiah. And it says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. This is the fourth verse.
Y nos dice, same chapter?
Yeah.
Y nos dice aquí, en el mismo capítulo, versículo 4. Ciertamente, Él ha tomado nuestros pesares y llevó nuestros dolores.
And in the fifth verse it says, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed.
Y si aquí dice, sin embargo, le hemos ponido por golpeado, herido a Dios y afligido por, pero fue herido por nuestras transgresiones, golpeado por nuestras iniquidades, y el castigo de nuestra paz fue sobre él.
And again, it said, all of us are like sheep, we've all gone astray, and yet the Lord offers this deliverance for all of us.
Y él sufrió y nosotros como ovejas vamos por un lado, pero él todavía está ahí para nosotros, no le hace lo que pasa.
What a beautiful thing that we could bring that verse before our eyes in a particular moment of the day, maybe a moment when you're struggling, and be reminded that because of what the Lord endured for us, we are healed.
Y le podemos acordar de este versículo, de todo lo que aguantó nuestro Dios para nosotros, que podemos sanar en las cosas buenas que Él quiere para nosotros.
I love you, brothers and sisters and friends. May God bless you today.
Los amo, hermanos y hermanas. Que Dios los bendiga hoy.
Brother Polnar, could you get a chair, please? One of the verses Brother Joe read in Alma 32:28. The reason why this works is we have to give place.
La razón que uno de los versículos que leyó aquí el hermano Joe En Alma 32:28, aquí hay unas palabras que nos debemos dar un lugar.
We have to take some action so that we can start the process.
Nosotros tenemos que tomar una decisión para comenzar el proceso.
If you're willing, you take the seed that God has given and put it in your heart.
Si tú quieres, tú tomas la semilla que Dios te dio y te lo pones en tu corazón.
And then don't cast it out by unbelief.
Y no lo echas para fuera de no creer.
Let it sit in there. Let it grow.
Deje que se quede ahí dentro de usted y que siga crecer.
This is a wonderful message.
Este es un mensaje muy muy bonito para nosotros.
You know, we need to take every opportunity to remember, as Brother Jeremy said, that Jesus Christ died for us.
Tenemos que recordarnos de cada oportunidad que tenemos que Jesucristo murió por nosotros.
To remember humbly our place before Him.
Que recordarnos muy humilde de nuestro donde estamos nosotros con él.
I feel at this time we need to open up for prayer for those that might need prayer.
Me siento que a este punto tenemos que abrir el servicio para oración para la gente que lo necesita.
We have a very special little event today. We're going to offer a nice prayer on Sister Kiara. She wants to come back and be a part of our family again.
Vamos a dar oración muy especial para nuestra hermita Kiara. Ella quiere regresar y estar aquí con nosotros.
And we're going to lay hands on her and reinstate her. When she's done, if there's anyone else that needs prayer, you're welcome to come to the chair.
Vamos a invitar a nuestra hermanita que venga para la silla. Vamos a dar oración para ella. Y si hay alguien más que necesita oración, cuando terminamos con ella, vengan adelante.
It's been a wonderful day. And again, thank you everyone for coming out. You know, it's your prayers that make this possible. God is waiting for us to go to Him every day. You pray for yourselves, amen. Pray for one another, amen. On Sunday, pray for all of us. Pray for this priesthood that we deliver God's message. And pray that our hearts are open, that we can receive. Our brothers threw out some really good seed today. I hope it fell on good ground. And that ground is your heart. Okay? This Wednesday night is going to be a branch meeting. Encourage everyone to come out. This Saturday is the first Saturday of the month, and we're going to have fast and prayer at 10 o'clock. I was planning to have an ordained officers meeting, but it's possible the funeral for Richard Molina will be Saturday. So I'm going to postpone having that meeting so that we can all make an opportunity to go to the funeral if we'd like to go. When I hear the plans, I will certainly share it with everyone and then let you know what we're going to do completely on Saturday. But for now, Saturday, fast and prayer, 10 o'clock. That's still on. Okay? We also got word that because in 2 weeks would have been our Saturday food bank, the food bank has postponed it. I'm sorry? Oh, is it for April? Never mind. Because of Easter. I'm letting you know now. In April, when we normally have food bank on the second Saturday, it will not happen. It will happen on the third Saturday. Because the food bank is pushing it back one more week. Okay? So, because we don't want you to get bored, Sister Julie and the Sunday School are going to be having a picnic on April the 11th, which is a Saturday. We're going to meet at Rosemont Park. This way, if I got my directions right. So I want you to plan now for Rosemont Park, April the 11th at 11 o'clock. We're going to have a picnic, Sunday School picnic. That's the plan right now. Sister Julie will be giving you more details as we move along. All right. Are there any prayer requests? Yes. I was wondering what happened. Okay. Let's keep Brother Richard in prayer. He's not feeling too well. You got to ride home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sister Maria Benitez?
Okay, she's not feeling, she's left already too. Okay. Anyone else?
That's the Molina family.
Yes.
As was mentioned, Evelyn took it very, very hard. She found her brother, and she really needs prayer. But that family needs to hear about the Lord. And this, again, as we talked about in Sunday school, something really good could come from this. Let's be prayerful that the word, the seed of the Lord, can be planted in the hearts of the Molina family.
You know, if there's one job, if you know Sister Mary sent out 179 cards last year, you know she's preaching in her own house. That woman has thrown so much seed in that house, the Spirit of God. It ought to be a jungle, but unfortunately it's kind of a desert. We need to pray that God changes that soil. In other words, we need to God pray that those hearts of those young people that live in our house, and older ones too. Spike is there too, right?
Yeah, her sisters. Anyway.
Yeah, the whole family, Sister Mary's entire family needs prayer. Let's continue to pray for them. Brother Robert. Yeah, he said the same thing to me. He repeated the words of Alma. Didn't even know it. He says, Brother Jerry, he says, I want you to pray that the Lord does whatever he needs to do to me to clean me up. If that doesn't break your heart, I don't know what does. How much more humble does a man have to be to recognize his own depravity? And to beg for God to heal him. Brothers and sisters, when all is well with you, pray for Brother Lito. That God would clean him up again and again and again. He lives on these streets, that's his choice. But he struggles. He wants to be better. We all seen him when he's good, and we've all seen him when he's bad. He wants to be good all the time. Let's pray for our brother. Anyone else? Yes.
Oh, Sister Don.
Yeah.
She burnt her finger last night and it went deep and bad and she couldn't sleep until 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So I asked her to come get a mic. Yeah, I'm soldering her.
Okay, wow.
She was in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll be remembering each and every one through the week. If there are others, as God puts people on your heart, pray for them. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Don't ignore it. Pray and let God know that you're a willing worker for his kingdom. Do we have anyone with a closing hymn?
102
in the country and western. We blew the dust off. Let's try it one more time. We can stand, stretch our legs.
This is a fantastic song. Listen to these words.
I ask the Lord to comfort me when things weren't going my way. He said to me, I will comfort you and lift your cares away. I ask the Lord to walk with me when darkness this was all that I knew. He said to me, never be afraid, for I will see you through. I didn't ask for riches. He gave